entertainment. Go, a place for fun.
Hello everyone, this is Edgar from RealRandomRadio.com. Visit us on the web at www.RealRandomRadio.com, all one word, RealRandomRadio. Or like us on Facebook, Facebook.com/RealRandomRadio. Again, that's RealRandomRadio. If you have any questions, you can email me at edgar@realrandomradio.com, and you can also write your questions on our Facebook page. And if you like our Facebook page, then you can receive updates and information about other upcoming activities that Real Random Radio will do. If you don't know, Real Random Radio is a project managed by a couple of visually impaired high school students, sort of a hobby, and we basically do tutorials. We do random streams and stuff like that on our RealRandomRadio.com website. It's not by any means any professional website, but it's simply to entertain people with random entertainment. Hence the name Real Random Radio. Anyhow, we hope you enjoy this episode of the Edgar Entertainment Show. In today's episode, I, Edgar, will cover some of the features of an app known as AutoTune Star. This review came about on one of our streams, Real Random Radio Stream 21, on our website. And if you want to get the full demonstration, please listen to that episode because that is where we originally aired it. Simply visit our archives page on realrandomradio.com and click on Real Random Radio Stream 21, and you will be on your way to listening to this demonstration and much more of the random content that we provide. And with that out of the way, we hope that you enjoy this demonstration of AutoTune Star for the iOS platform. Everybody, this is my attempt to make a demonstration of a app called AutoTune Star. AutoTune Star is basically an app that allows you to modify your voice to make it sound like you're an actual singer. And it does that through a series of methods. And basically what it does, it kind of encodes your voice in a different format, and it kind of converts it into somewhat of a robotic sounding tone, and I'll demonstrate that as soon as we get into the app. This kind of technology is used throughout the whole music industry. For example, sometimes celebrities are really horrible singers. Producers don't want you to know that. They simply apply this method called AutoTune, and they modify the celebrities' voices by running their voice through this device, and then it converts it into this proper sounding sound. I'm going to get into the app here and you'll have a more idea on how this particular technology is used and how you can maybe purchase this app. And by the way, this app is $1.99. So if you want to buy it on the App Store, it's $1.99 and it is well worth it to me at least. And I think there are a couple of other apps that do this and much more, but personally, I simply wanted the functionality of AutoTune. I didn't want any other functionality. And usually if you were to purchase other apps that contain this kind of method of singing, it would also contain maybe some musical instruments and stuff that you can do, like GarageBand I think has this feature on it. But I just think that this AutoTune Star is simple and it has a simple interface. You don't have to go through too much to find this feature, but so why don't we just start so that you can get an idea of how AutoTune works. So I'm going to find AutoTune Star here on my home screen. I'm going to flick left.
Safari, mail, phone, page 2, audio archery, AutoTune Star.
And here we are with AutoTune Star. And I will actually, before
headings,
I begin, I
pins,
will
punctuation,
slow
volume,
my speech rate because not everybody
can
understand
it. I was
going to
tell you
it.
That.
45%.
There you go. That's good. All right. So I am going to double tap on this icon here, AutoTune Star.
AutoTune Star. New song off. Button.
Okay. So.
New song off.
We
button.
Are at the very first icon, and it is called New Song Off. And I'm going to tell you a bit about switches here, because in this particular app, switches are really emphasized, and thank God for the developers. They integrated the ability for VoiceOver to read the status of the switch. So for example, you heard New Song Off, which means that that switch is currently switched off. So that means that it is not active. And New Song means a new track, a new project. In some other cases, like maybe if you're used to using Audacity or Goldwave or any audio editing program, they have what they call projects, and then they have what they call tracks. And in some ways, they do differentiate. They are different. But in this particular case, new song just means a new project in which you can auto-tune yourself. And again, we'll go into auto-tuning here in a bit. But so it's currently off. So let's flick to the right here and see what else they have on the screen.
iPod off button.
iPod off. This feature would do as you would think it would do. And it is currently off because, of course, it's not active. As I said, the switches are announced. And iPod is basically where you can get some of the songs that you have on your iPod saved on your music library. You can actually get some of those songs and sing along to those songs with this app. We'll go a little more into that, as I said. iPod is currently off, so we're not activating it right now, but I'm going to scroll to the right.
Beats off button.
Beats off. In this app in particular, they offer a couple of drum beats that you can use. Well, not drum beats, but a couple of accompanying instrumentals that you can use to sing along with. And we'll show you a bit of these in a bit. We'll experiment with these so you guys have an idea on how they're used. But this app does offer some drum beats that you can use with your projects. So here we're going to go to the right.
My songs off button.
My songs off. And I haven't experimented much with this, but what this feature allows you to do is browse through some of the songs that you've saved in the past. There's also a save feature, and we will get to that in a bit. Basically, this My Songs option allows you to browse through the already saved songs that you have on this app. And then we're going to scroll to the right.
Save off. Dim.
Save off. It's currently dimmed because it is not available at this current moment. So if we were to double tap on it, it won't do anything because we currently don't have a new project available. So we can't save anything because nothing is there to save. So it's currently dimmed. Now we're going to scroll to the right again.
Zero.
Zero. And this, for some reason, it's not labeled, but my guess, and this has been my guess for the past couple of days that I've been using this app, basically just tells you the elapsed time. And we're going to go to a similar thing if we go to the right.
Rec off button.
Okay, never mind. Sorry about that. But I think that zero was just signifying the elapsed time at which we are recording or playing a track.
Zero.
So yeah, and we'll get into this a bit more as we progress through this. We're going to click again to the right, and this is where we left off.
Rec off button.
Rec off. And rec, of course, is short for record. And it is currently off because it's switched off. It's not active right now, so we're going to scroll to the right.
Zero.
Okay, zero. So the zero that is immediately to the right of the rec button, of the record button, that signifies the recording elapsed time. And the one to the right of the play button is signifying where you currently are whenever you actually play a track.
Pause off. Dim.
And then we have pause. And it, of course, it's dimmed because we don't have a track available to us right now. So we can't pause anything. There's nothing to pause. So that button is currently unavailable. And so we're going to move here to the right. We're going to flick to the right.
Stop off. Dim.
Stop off. And again, that is dimmed because we don't have a track to stop.
Studio on. Button.
Okay, now here is where I explain to you what the difference between studio and live. So studio, this particular app has two modes. It has studio and it has live. These two modes differ in the way that studio allows you to record the stuff that you are singing. It does it with a bit more clarity than you would do it because the live mode that we have in this app, you can also record in live mode, but the thing is that live is real-time singing, basically. So while you're singing, your voice is actually being auto-tuned on your device. So it's kind of interesting, but we'll demonstrate this in a bit. The thing about that particular situation is that you don't want to record when you're live because everything just kind of scrambles and you lose your place and you kind of hearing yourself twice is not really a good thing, and I'll show you what I mean in a bit. But basically, that's what the studio and alive modes are. And the studio is currently on because that's the switch that is currently active. I'll show you what live sounds like in a bit. But the studio mode is currently active. So if we were going to record, then we would be able to sing a couple of bars of a song or something. And we could play back our stuff and it would sound pretty clear. As opposed to recording live.
Live off button.
Okay, and now this is the live button, and it's currently off, and it says live, because, of course, VoiceOver makes that common mistake of pronouncing live and live. But anyway, that's the live button, and it's currently switched off, and I'll switch it on in a bit. But here, we're going to scroll through some more.
Choir off, dim, button.
Choir off, dimmed button. So, what the choir off means, it's another mode that you can have. Now, the interesting thing is that this choir button only works when your app is in the live mode. I'm not really sure why this is, but it only works when you are in the live mode of this app. So the choir button then will be available to you. You can click it and your voice will alternate from regular auto-tuning to choir auto-tuning, which I'll show you in a bit, like I said.
Alien off. Dim.
And then
button.
Alien, and that's another mode that you can get whenever you're in the live mode.
Help button.
And then they have the help option. And I'm not going to go into the help option, but I will. This is the main purpose of the demonstration, is to kind of give you some information and assistance on how to use this app. But we are going to go to the interesting stuff now. So I am going to demonstrate to you what the live mode of this app does. And then I'll show you a bit of the studio mode, and then we're going to go into the beats, and we're going to sing along to some beats and maybe do some stuff with that. So we are going to navigate to the live option, and we are currently at the very bottom of the screen. So we're going to move back to the left. I trust that all of you are familiar with the VoiceOver functions, and the keystrokes. I mean, not keystrokes, but gestures. Here we go. We're going to go to the live button.
Alien off, choir off, live off. Button.
Okay, now, I am
going to... Pull out your earplugs.
Yeah, I'm going to turn this on. And when I do, you're going to hear me twice. And the reason why that is because you're going to hear me on this microphone, on the microphone that I have connected to my mixer, and on the iPhone itself. Because what it's going to do, it's going to reflect my voice off of the internal mic from the iPhone, which I'm using my iPhone at this current moment, if you didn't know. And it's going to convert it into the auto-tune. And I'll show you what auto-tune is whenever we actually listen to it. And then the iPhone will give the auto-tune output into the mixer. Or if we weren't connected to the mixer, it would just go into the external speaker. I mean, it's internal speaker, sorry. So here we go. I'm going to do this. Hopefully it won't confuse people too much, but here we go. And this is a demonstration of what auto-tune sounds like. So I'm going to sing... I'm just going to sing a couple of notes and see, and I'm going to show y'all what that does. So, here we go.
Live on.
All right.
So now I'm singing a song, and we are singing now. And if you didn't know I am singing, it just converts my voice.
Live on.
All right. So, whoops.
Studio on.
Okay, so what I did there was I navigated back to studio and I turned on the studio mode so that the live mode would turn off. And that's basically what you have to do to get this thing to shut up. But anyway, if you heard, going into the live button and turning that switch on allowed me to sing a song or sing a couple of notes, and it allowed me to hear the output of what I was singing, the auto-tune output that was converted. So that was a taste of what auto-tune sounds like with my voice. So we just tried the live feature, which was pretty interesting, and I will actually go back into the live feature here real quick and show you a couple of the other modes, like the choir mode and the alien mode that we came across. So why don't you just sit back and enjoy these two two little modes that I'm going to demonstrate for you as I sing just some random notes. And again, this is not a song that I was singing. I was just singing some random stuff. But so here I'm going to navigate back to the live button.
Live off button.
It's currently off, so I'm going to turn it on.
Live on.
And we are singing again. So I'm going to go to the choir button by flicking to the right.
Choir off button.
And that is the choir button.
Choir on.
Okay, that is the choir button. If you can hear this, you are interesting. Now we're going to go to the alien option.
Alien off. Alien on.
This is the alien option. Not too different from the choir. Okay, now I'm going to go back to the studio button.
Studio off. Button. Studio on.
And there we are. We went back to the studio button to turn off the live feature. Hopefully that wasn't too hard on your ears, but I was just demonstrating the feature of hearing me on the mic as well as singing. And now we are going to give you a bit of demonstration on the studio option. This studio, or rather studio mode. Basically what this studio mode allows us to do is record in a bit more high quality sounding clarity. The way that this differs from the live option is that you don't hear what you're singing in the simplest terms. You don't hear what you're singing. You're just simply recording yourself. And I'll show you what that does in a bit. So we are going to navigate here to the rec button, which is currently off, of course.
Stop off.
And I'm
dim,
just flicking
button,
to the left.
Pause off.
With my
dim, play off, dim,
simple
button,
flicking left gesture with voiceover.
Rec off button.
And here we are at the rec off button. So I'm going to click this button, or rather double tap on it, and it will go into the on position. And once I do, I'm going to start singing a couple of notes and stuff. And I will turn my microphone off here so you don't have... Well, actually, no, I'm not going to turn off my microphone. I'm just going to let y'all listen to what I'm going to sing here into the iPhone's internal mic. And we're going to go into this real quick, and I'll show y'all what it does. So here we're going to double tap on this icon, the rec button, and we are going to sing a couple of notes.
Rec on.
So now the rec button is off, or rather on. Wait, I don't know what I'm singing anymore. Okay, this is me singing horribly on the iPhone. Hopefully I don't sing too bad. And I'm just going to mess up purposefully on this song because I want you to hear what that does to the auto-tune. Okay, now we are going to show you the stop feature. And this button you have to hit in order to stop the track or the recording. Okay, so here we go.
Play off.
Play dim, off button.
Pause off button.
Pause off button.
Stop off button.
And stop off button. We click it. Or
stop
double
off.
Tap it. Okay, so now.
Stop off.
And the reason why the stop off button, it doesn't really change as far as the status. So you don't get an on or an off announcement.
Stop off. Button.
Yeah, you don't
stop off.
Okay, so we have stopped the track and it's currently stopped, and the reason why it still says off is because, again, like I said, you don't get the on or off status announcement because it immediately switches from on to off as soon as it stops. So now I'm going to show you what that produced. We're going to go to the play button and we're going to listen to what we ended up singing. So I'm going to flick to the left.
Pause off. Dim. But play off. Button.
And this is the play button. So we're gonna double tap on it and we're going to listen to what we recorded.
Play
auto-tune.
On.
So now the rec button is off, or rather on. Wait, I don't know what I'm singing anymore. Okay, this is me singing horribly on the iPhone. Hopefully I don't sing too bad. And I'm just going to mess up purposefully on this song because I want you to hear what that does to the auto-tune. Okay, now we are going to show you the stop feature. And this button you have to hit in order to stop the track or the recording. Okay, so here we go. Play off button. Pause off button. And stop off button. We click it.
Alright, so that's the resulting output that resulted from me recording this couple of notes that I did. So, and of course, you did not hear voiceover there in the background when we were flicking left and right because that was the iPhone's internal speaker. And the recording actually goes and converts all that extra information, like the clicks and the external noise. It converts it to the most clarity of sound. So it does something to it. They were pretty smart developers. But anyway, so that's what that auto-tune feature does. So, that was the studio auto-tune mode. So, now that you guys have an idea of what both modes can do, I am going to tell y'all that as soon as you start the studio mode, you're gonna automatically start a new project, or a new song, rather. I'm telling y'all this because I'm gonna go into the live button, because I want to delete my track. And the reason why you can't delete it any other way, I have not found any other way to do so at this moment. And like I said, this is my maybe third or fourth day experimenting with this app. I haven't really done much with it. I'm just demonstrating what I know. So we're going to go over to the studio button really quick, and I'm going to demonstrate a couple of other things.
Stop off. Studio on. Button.
Okay. Now, I'm going to delete my track in the most interesting way here, and this is the only way that I've found so far that works really well, and that is to go to the live button.
Live off button.
And it's off, and I'm going to turn on the live feature, but before I do, and before it actually turns on, VoiceOver is going to ask me if I want to delete the song.
Alert. This operation will delete the track that has been recorded. Are you sure you want to continue?
And, of course, I do want to continue.
Yes, I'm sure. Button.
Okay. Now, before I double tap on this button to go into live mode again, I want to tell y'all that this just simply deletes what you recorded. It doesn't delete any other thing, if you were wondering, but it records what you previously recorded. And of course, you can also go to the save button. And we can try doing that right now, actually. So I'm going to go to the cancel button.
Cancel button. Live off button.
And then I'm going to go here and flick left to the save button.
Stop off, pause off, play off, rec off, zero, save off button.
Save. Okay, so it's currently off. We're going to double tap it.
Alert. Saving. Song name.
Okay, so
song name.
Here is a song name.
Your song name here. Text
and,
field.
It's a basic text
double
field.
Double tap to edit. Text field.
So,
is editing. Capital S.
We're just going to call it
capital E.
Edgar.
D.
And of course, I really do hope that you guys know how to
G.
operate this with VoiceOver.
G. A. R.
Okay, so
R.
Edgar. Okay, so we're going to flick here. We're going to touch on the screen and find the OK button.
Song name. Text field. Cancel. OK button.
And there it is. So we're going to double tap it.
Save off. Dim. Button.
And R. Edgar's song has been saved. So now I'm going to demonstrate the My Songs button to see if we can find that Edgar's song button or that Edgar song. So we're gonna flick to the left till we get to My Songs button.
My Songs off button.
Double tap it.
Edit button.
Okay, and it says edit. And of course, if you didn't know, edit would be if you wanted to delete the song or if you wanted to reorder it, if it you have more than one. So we're going to flick to the right here.
My Songs button.
It's My Songs. It's a button. This is my first time going into this, so don't bear with me.
Cancel button.
I mean bear with me. So it's a cancel button.
Edgar, dim, text field.
Okay, so that's the Edgar, and it's a text field. I wonder why.
Mail off button.
Mail.
Facebook off button.
Okay, so you can mail it, you can email it to someone, you can post it on Facebook, and that's it. That's all they give you. Okay. So
mail off,
we're going to flick back to the left here.
Edgar, dim, text field.
And it's dimmed. I wonder why that text field is dimmed. I'm going to try clicking on it, double tapping it.
Save off, dim, button.
The rec button is off, or rather on. Wait, I don't know what I'm singing anymore. Okay, this is me singing horribly on the iPhone. Hopefully I don't sing too bad. And I'm just going to mess up purposefully on this song because I want you to hear what that does to the auto-tune. Okay, now we are going to show you the stop feature and this button you have to hit in order to stop the track or the recording. Okay, so here we go. Play off button, pause off button, and stop off button. We click it.
All right, so that was a bit interesting. So basically what happened there is it's a bit of a bug, I guess. But as far as the voiceover announcement goes, but we went into the My Songs button and we flicked to the right until we find the Edgar. Now, the interesting thing is that the Edgar song was not a button, but rather a text field, and the text field was dimmed. Now that's a little interesting to me, but as soon as I double tapped it, it actually loaded our song into the app. So that's really interesting. And if you didn't notice, it kind of gave us some interesting feedback as far as its clarity. I think as soon as we saved it, it became a little encoded differently or something. Some technical stuff, I guess, but it sounded a bit weird to me. I don't know about you guys, but we're going to show you how to delete a song, at least the way I know. So let's just say we're going to go here into...
Zero.
We are currently at the...
Rec off.
Rec
button.
Off button. Okay, so this is the record button.
Play off. Dim. Button.
Now that's interesting too. Okay, so I had thought that as soon as I double tap that button, or that text field that was dimmed in the My Songs button, I thought that actually loaded our song onto the app, which allows us to play it. Unfortunately, this play button is currently dimmed, so that implies that the song is not loaded onto our app. So I wonder what happened to the song. Well, I'm gonna have to look into this a bit more, but hopefully if you guys want to email me a bit more about this app in particular, you can. I just found it a bit interesting. So I'm going to record another little track here to show you how I delete the stuff that I don't like as far as instant delete. So here I'm going to go to
Rec off,
record
button.
And I'm going to sing a couple other notes and I'm going to do the same process that I did earlier.
Rec on.
So now I'm demonstrating the Auto-Tune Star app. It is an interesting app. It has gotten me a bit of trouble. I can't see why I can't understand this app. So now I'm going to flick back
stop button.
And we are back on the stop button. Double tap it.
Stop off.
So we're gonna go over here to the studio and live mode.
Stop off. Studio on. Live off. Button.
Okay. And basically the main purpose of why I recorded that little bit of me singing was so I can show you how to delete stuff that you don't like. So whenever you double tap on this button.
Alert. This operation will delete the track that has been recorded. Are you sure you want to continue?
And we went over this a bit earlier. We went through the same process. So this time I'm going to hit the yes.
Yes, I'm sure. Button.
So I'm going to double tap and it's going to turn on live mode for us. So here we go.
Okay, so now we are in live mode.
So now we are going to studio mode again so that this app can shut up.
Studio on.
Okay, now we are on the studio mode. And that is both modes, and that's the most bare-bone demonstration I can give. And with that, I conclude my demonstration of Auto-Tune Star. And again, you can email me at edgar@realrandomradio.com, or you can email Jose@realrandomradio.com. If you have any questions, email me, or you can also like our Facebook page, listen to our little intro there. It has all the information you'll need. Hopefully you'll check out our Stream 21, where we actually aired this episode and much more. And we appreciate you listening and hope to bring you some more tutorials in the near future.